window be? Yes. Can we go from if creation?
Yes, I will be talking for a little bit longer, so if you're wondering why I'm rambling, that's why. It's two talks in one. Okay, so hello everyone. For those who don't know me, I'm Claire, and I've been a part of Marion Vineyard Church for about a year and a half now. And today I'm going to share a little bit about what I've learned during this time, as well as talk a little bit about why I'm going to get baptized today. And I don't have anything to change the slides, so next slide, please. Thank you. Okay. I've always thought of myself as a Christian, and it's hard for me to single out one single moment that solidified that for me. But I do remember one time at youth group when I was thinking about if I was going to live my life for me or for God, and I decided that I wanted to give God control of my life. And there were probably lots of other times at Easter camps and youth services and experiences at school that strengthened my faith as well. When I look back over my life as a Christian, I can see times where I was growing in my faith and times where I had kind of stagnated, like times where my faith journey was on play and times where it was on pause. During those pause times where I was still a Christian but just not really growing, I can think of some really clear examples where God was supporting me and pointing me back to him, like by providing me with solid Christian friendships at uni, leading me to a small group to be a part of and connecting me to a mentor. And more recently, bringing me to Marion Vineyard. Next slide. Reconnecting with the church and taking part in SOCKM, which is the School of Kingdom Ministry, both made me realise how much more there is to learn and understand about God. In Hebrews, the author talks about the idea of people who have been believers for some time, but they are still on spiritual milk and learning the basics about God instead of eating solid food. And I definitely related to this, coming to Marion Vineyard, having been a Christian my whole life, but in some ways kind of feeling like a new Christian with a lot to learn. At one of our services in the last few months, MJ came up to me and said he felt that he needed to ask me if I was hungry. And I said, yes, I am hungry for more. And I know that I want to move on to solid spiritual food. For me, that means improving my biblical literacy so I have a solid understanding of what it is that I believe and getting a real relationship with God and learning more about the spiritual gifts. And also, another part of that is getting baptized. I'm saying that even though I don't understand everything and it's not always smooth sailing, I know that God is real, Jesus is Lord, and he died and rose again. I'm declaring this and saying that I'm ready to keep growing and developing with my relationship with God. Some of the biggest takeaways from SOCKM, church, and my mentorship conversations have been related to identity and the idea of not being afraid. I remember when I came to Marion Vineyard for the first time, and for the first few weeks, all of the services seemed to be about the same idea, repeating the idea that we shouldn't be anxious and that God tells us not to fear. And I thought, yeah, I reckon I like this church. I can get on board with that. The message was presented in a way that felt like I could really believe this and try to live this way. And it felt real instead of just like words and verses that I had heard before. In SOCKM, the identity unit was just full of mind-boggling content that I'm still trying to get my head around, like the idea that I have been crucified with Christ and I'm now a new creation. Also, the idea that instead of defining our own identity, we receive our identity from God, and these ideas give a lot of freedom and hope. Next slide. Thank you. This made me realise that if I am a new creation in Christ, I should be showing that to people. Having a relationship with God and knowing what he has done for us is such a game changer that I want it to be evident in my life that I am living from this mindset. While doing the worldview topic in SOCKM, I realised how often my understanding of the world is shaped by sources that are really insignificant, like books or TV shows or movies. It was such an eye-opener and made me really aware of how much trust I was putting in worldly wisdom instead of the wisdom that comes from God. Next slide. If I am living from a godly mindset, it should be evident in the way that I'm treating other people. 1 John 4 verse 7 tells us, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." And in John 13 verse 34 and 35, Jesus says, Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. In one of the books I listened to as a part of Sochem last year, there was a story about a man who had died and was asked by God if he had learned to love. And this has stuck with me and often comes into my head in situations where my first instinct may not be to react in a loving way. I want my actions to show that I have learned how to love and that I have learned this from God. Last slide. I want to say thank you to everyone at Marian Vineyard for welcoming me into this family, the students and leaders of Sochem last year for all of the learning that we did together, and to Maria and Toe for encouraging me and reminding me to prioritise my spiritual growth. Thank you to my mentor Nona for many things, especially for helping me to understand my identity in God and pointing me to reading the Bible. I've heard it said that in our relationship with God as our Father, when something goes wrong, we should have the thought of, I better call my dad, instead of, my dad's going to freak out. I want to thank my parents for modelling this kind of safe and trusting relationship, which helps me to conceptualise this in my relationship with God. I want to be living from a godly mindset and to stay in a place of growing and maturing and stewarding the good things that God has put in my life. In getting baptised today, I'm declaring what I believe, repenting and turning towards God, and celebrating the gift of new life that He has given me. Thank you.
Awesome.